Straw poll, Warren routes Sanders as top choice among progressives. By Harris Alic on June 25, 2019. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, has routed Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, and other 2020 competitors to become the top choice of progressives, according to a new poll. MoveOn.org released a straw poll on Tuesday showing Warren as the top choice of its membership with 38% support nationwide. Warren, who has been surging in recent weeks, was also in first place among members in the early voting states of Iowa, 37%, New Hampshire, 38%, Nevada, 36%, and South Carolina, 32%. The Massachusetts Democrat also took first place in the delegate-rich Super Tuesday state of California with 38%. Sanders, who won MoveOn's endorsement in 2016 with more than 78% of the vote, trailed Warren for second place with 17%. Close behind was former Vice President Joe Biden, the Democrat frontrunner, with 15%. The only other candidate to hit double digits was South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg, 12%. Out of the other candidates, only Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, with 7% ranked above undecided, which at 2% received more support than former Representative Beto O'Rourke, DTX, Senator Cory Booker, DNJ, and Governor Jay Inslee, DWE. The numbers are particularly strong for Warren when taking into account that 2% of those surveyed said they were undecided about their first choice. When the membership was asked to pick their second choice, Warren again led with 25%. Between first and second choice picks, Warren received support from 63% of MoveOn's nationwide membership. This poll is clearly good news for Senator Warren, showing that she's gained substantial support from MoveOn members over the past 6 months and is also well positioned to continue building support given that she's also the top second choice candidate of our membership. Allison Pulliam, the group's federal endorsement manager, said in a statement announcing the results. A similar poll conducted by MoveOn in December 2018 found the race was up for grabs. Then O'Rourke led the race at 16% with Biden narrowly in second at 15%. Sanders followed with 13% and Harris at 10%. Warren was firmly in fifth place with 6%. That poll found that 29% of MoveOn's membership at the time said they were undecided. Tuesday's poll indicates that the majority of the undecideds from December have gravitated towards Warren. Sanders, who relied on groups like MoveOn to power his unsuccessful 2016 presidential bid, appears to be at a disadvantage. For weeks, as Warren's poll numbers have risen, Sanders has engaged in efforts to energize his supporters and garner attention. Towards that end, he crashed the Walmart shareholders' meeting to demand higher wages, compared democratic socialism to the New Deal, and used his campaign email list to warn supporters about ICE raids. The attempts, however, have been to no avail. Sanders was not the only candidate who failed to impress with a natural constituency. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, once an icon of the progressive left, failed to register, with less than 0.1%, among MoveOn's membership. The poll was conducted online and via email from June 17 through June 21. MoveOn did not provide the total number of individuals surveyed or the poll's margin of error.